Ninth paper, page 36.
Hacking the healthcare industry. Cybercrime is serious business. In fact, it is costing the global economy billions of dollars each year. One area that has been particularly hard hit in recent years is the healthcare industry. Healthcare networks are extremely easy to break into, says Mr. Harry Johnson, Chief Security Officer of the firm Cyber to Safe. This raises the question, why are our medical records so valuable to cybercriminals? The answer is simple, financial gain. According to Mr. Johnson, medical records are worth 10 times more than credit card details on the black market. He explains that banks, for example, cancel credit cards immediately once fraud is reported, making the data useless for any further criminal activity. Healthcare systems, on the other hand, are notoriously lax in safeguarding medical information. As a matter of fact, it may take years before data theft is discovered, giving cybercriminals ample opportunity to reap the benefits from our medical records. And the benefits are bountiful. For example, cybercriminals can use a stolen medical identity to get treatment, buy prescription drugs, and use medical equipment at the victim's expense. Moreover, they can use this data to file false insurance claims, possibly leaving the patient with no coverage in a medical emergency. Data theft is not the only cybercrime that threatens the healthcare system. In fact, many computer security experts believe that a new kind of malicious software called ransomware can cause even more damage. Once a computer has been infected with ransomware, it becomes inaccessible until you pay the hackers a ransom, explains Mr. Johnson. For hospitals, this is a disaster, as they can't function without medical or administrative data. At this point, you have two choices, says Mr. Johnson. You can either pay the hackers money to restore your files, or delete your files and live with the loss. The overwhelming majority of institutions just pay the ransom because it is too cumbersome to start from scratch. The Hollywood Presbyterian Medical Center in California, for example, paid over $16,000 in bitcoins, digital currency, to restore access to its own computer network. Cybercrime directed against the healthcare industry does not end here. According to the US Food and Drug Administration, FDA, hackers can use ransomware to lock the data in thousands of medical devices, including MRI scanners, X-ray machines, and ultrasound equipment, until a ransom is paid. Moreover, implanted medical devices such as pacemakers can be exploited by criminals. It's frightening, says FDA computer scientist Dr. Marla Saunders. Malicious hackers could threaten to stop your pacemaker if you don't pay them ransom money. Most security experts agree that there is no foolproof solution to hacking. We're dealing with highly sophisticated criminal syndicates, says Mr. Johnson. Nonetheless, there are a few things healthcare facilities can do to protect their data. For example, it is essential to update antivirus software, and it is advisable to always back up critical data. There are always going to be breaches, says Mr. Johnson, but he adds, prevention should still be the first line of defense in the war against cybercrime.